can't find it. So, anyway, back to you, Randy. E5, RJN, D5.
Monday or whatever, it doesn't really matter to me, but I'll check in on
before, and maybe 2 weeks ago or something, and now you still need to pick it up more. Wow, that's a lot. I don't know how big your pail is, maybe 5 gallons or something, but that's quite a bit. Anyway, yeah, so 73, Randy, and we'll see you later. VP5RJM, VP5L will be clear after your final. Back to you. No, I finished the cherries yesterday afternoon there, so got that done, and and there was just a little bit left over. Got about 3.5 gallons of cherries, so made quite a bit of jam out of that, for sure. So I think that maybe a little bit less than a quarter pail yesterday. Just 1 gallon pails I use, ice cream pails. So, and I got 3.5 of those filled right to the brim. So, probably close to 4 gallons, I guess, because how that works out with the liters and the gallons and so forth. So it's a 4 liter pail, but it's more like 4.5 liters per jug there when you fill it to the brim. So that's 3.5 of those. And, yeah, I'm going to have these cherries here just to eat just like that, I think. I like eating them just right off the tree sometimes. So when they're ripe, man, I tell you, they're juicy and they're not sour at all. They're nice and sweet. Oh, they're yummy. Anyways, you only got 2 small trees, and they produce very, very well. And we got 1 male tree. So the bees are busy. They go from the male tree to the female trees and back and forth, back and forth. Like watching them, sometimes when they're pollinating there, they're pollinating this year in early July or late June, I can't remember now, but they're just busy workers, I tell ya. Zip here, zip there, go to 2 or 3 buds and then fly over to the other tree, and I tell ya, it's nice to see that, you know, I don't know, for me anyways. And you know, I was gonna mention something kinda off topic, and like when we were talking about trees, I'm gonna pause. Yeah, I'm not sure. Hopefully I didn't time nothing out. I went past about 2.5 minutes, but I think it's 3 minutes is the timer. But anyways, with Emil there, kind of getting off topic here, and I don't want to take you away from your breakfast there, Pierre, but like here we have rules, and when we cut trees, we have to wait for another till September before we can go crazy and start cutting branches and stuff like that. I don't want Emil to get into any trouble there, cutting some branches off the trees to get that kite. So it's in kind of a public place, it looks like. So you know, I don't want him to get in any type of trouble. So hopefully you don't have the same rules there as we do here. But anyways, just thought I'd mention that. 7 trees, Pierre, have yourself a good morning. And good morning to you all there again if you're listening. VE5 Alpha Lima, VE5 RJM, will be clear.
Yeah, don't worry about the big fish. That's okay. No problem. Well, I was talking with Emil yesterday, and I told him, I said, I just make some little joke with the
Asha, and I says, sometime I saw some, believe me or not, I saw some cats sometime right on top of the tree or the pole line and stuff like that, and the cat is so scared he don't want to go down. People call the fire department, and they help them to pick up that cat or whatever. So I says, well, why not about your stuff stuck on the tree? I said, I don't know. Maybe they say, sure, no problem. Maybe not. I'm not sure. But that's a good idea to do it. And they have a long telegraph ladder or whatever. It's just like a boom ladder, and they extend, and there we go. And I don't know. What do you think, Randy?
Well, that's an excellent idea. I was kind of thinking along the same lines there, but don't call 911 for that. They'll frown on that idea. But maybe get in touch with the fire chief directly. And usually once a week they have training day or training evening. And that could be part of their training. And they'd be probably more than happy to do that for Pierre. So yeah, that's a super idea. And let's talk with the fire chief directly, because it's not a 911 issue. It's not an emergency. So they don't like tying up the 911 calls for cats in the trees and stuff like that. But yeah, on the movies they call the fire department 911, but you're not supposed to do that in real life. Hi. Because you'll get chipped, like you say, Pierre. So don't want to get Pierre into any trouble there. But yeah, I would talk to the fire chief directly, and if he would do that, I think they'd be happy to do it there on one of their training days. So great idea, Pierre. Over.
Roger that. Well, I sent to you a picture, right? And I checked the picture. I said, why not? Why call the fire department, not 911, but you go there, and that's the emergency, no. But they will say, well, why not? And they come in with a litter truck or whatever, but you need to tell them that. Make sure you don't bring, push your sirens or your red light flasher, because everybody around will be saying, what the heck's going on there? that's funny. No, I'm serious. I said, why you don't call the fire department or whatever? And he says, well, I don't know about that. Well, I said, you never know. And so it's free. So, and sometimes I remember I had monoxide of carbon or whatever, that kind of detector for the natural gas or whatever. And my wife, she told me, she said, yeah, that stupid thing is beeping all the time in the basement. Is there something wrong? Well, as I checked my fire alarm and fire detector, nothing wrong with that. But I have another detector closed on my furnace room, because that's a natural gas, right? So I said, that's strange. I don't know. I can't smell nothing. But sometimes it's very dangerous. So I called the fire department, and I said, I called city police, and they sent me a fire department truck at home, so I didn't call 911. break.